Welcome to the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are a group of passionate individuals who are coaches and mentors here to help inspire, guide, and support you on your journey of wholeness. We know that the journey of wholeness is a lifelong pursuit, and we are thrilled to join you in your journey. We are passionate about sharing our life lessons, wisdom, and knowledge to help you to transform your life. We focus on teaching principles of truth, supporting you in applying those truths, and helping you to live a life full of joy. Hello, and welcome to the Journey of Wholeness podcast. This is Heather, and I'm here with Jackie today.
Hello.
Jackie and I are super excited. We're going to be talking about beyond gratitude. We're going to be talking about praise. And Jackie's going to share a really cool story with us. We had this awesome conversation, and we wanted to record a podcast for everybody else because it was really powerful for the both of us.
Yeah, it definitely was. So this beyond gratitude, as we're calling it, it comes from a space of pain, really. I know Heather and I have shared our journeys with one another, and we've struggled with different variations of different mental health struggles, different anxiety and depression to varying degrees over many different years, for many different reasons. And those things can be really, really big struggles in people's lives. And if you struggle with any of these things, then we hope that this will help you. And obviously, I have to put this disclaimer in, right? Because we are not doctors and we can't prescribe or diagnose or anything like that. And so we hope that you hear the truthfulness in this principle that we're going to share with you today, and make sure that you're doing everything that you need to do to navigate your specific challenges in your own life with medical professionals and anybody else that you feel guided towards. But having said that, knowing that I have struggled on and off with both depression and anxiety for several years, I tend to hang out on more the depression side than more the anxiety side, and I know other people are the opposite, right? But I have a fair bit of flavor of both of them in my life, and I'm constantly learning techniques and tools to navigate them, because if I don't, then they can take me down really quickly, really, really quickly, which is a struggle, right? And so one day, so I've been in the middle of this for many years, right? And like learning really beautiful tools and techniques and things that help me, different supplements, different spiritual practices, lots of things to help. I'm praying to get like receive guidance and direction on a regular basis, kind of a thing. And so the story that I'm going to share with you is, for me, it kind of came out of the blue. I don't know if you've ever had moments like that when you weren't specifically praying for something or looking for something, but an answer came, and it was such a beautiful moment because it's kind of been a prayer in your heart for a long time, and then all of a sudden the answer shows up unexpectedly. That's what happened in this moment. And so this happened a few weeks back, and I was just in the middle of daily chores. If I remember correctly, I was just at my kitchen sink washing dishes. Washing some pots and pans and unloading the dirty dishes into the dishwasher so they can get cleaned, right? And I just had this powerful thought cross my mind that said, do you want to know how to overcome your mental health struggles? Like, totally out of the blue. And like, chills went through my body, and I was like, yes. And before you think I'm schizophrenic, I have a very strong faith practice. And so this wasn't like a voice in my head. It was my relationship with the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, and him communicating with me through my heart, my intuition. And and so I answered yes, absolutely, because this has been a really big struggle for me for a long time. And I said, yes, I love that. And the answer that came was so simple and yet so profound, and it brings tears to my eyes as I'm recounting the story, even just to think about this tender interaction, this tender moment. And the answer that came was simply, praise God. And I sat with that for a few moments, and I thought, what in the world does praising God have to do with overcoming my depression and my anxiety and all these things? But I trusted it. Nothing about it felt weird. It felt so aligned and so spot on. But my conscious brain hadn't like fully caught up yet. You know, my heart was like screaming for joy, like, okay, let's do it. And my brain was like, what just happened to me? And so it was such a beautiful, like the next 24 to 36 hours were really, really beautiful. And literally every time that my brain would go down one of those darker paths, you know, like that depression space, that like hopeless space, that like anxiety filled fear space, I remembered this moment and this direction that I had been given, and it said, you know, I was told to praise God. And so I did. Every time I started taking one step down that dark path or that fear-based path, I praised God instead, even if I had already been down that dark path, right? And I said, God, I praise thee in this darkness. I praise thee in my sadness. I praise thee in my whatever. I praise thee for these dishes. I praise thee for all the things, everything that I was experiencing or would be experiencing, I consciously was choosing to practice praising God. And guess what? That voice was right. It was so powerful. I really started seeing this really positive increase in my inner sense of peace, my inner sense of goodness. And so I practiced that for several hours, right? 36 hours. And then I was like, I need to share this with Heather. And I asked specifically, can I share this with Heather? And I said, the answer came back as yes. So I, let her know what I just experienced, and she had some really beautiful insights and response. And so, I'd love her to share her response to that story that I just shared.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing your story, Jackie.
You're welcome.
It's so fun because our first initial conversation was over the phone, and now we're doing it face to face. And it's so fun to see your face as you as you talk about this. So my journey's been the opposite. I have experienced depression for sure. I had about 3, almost 4 years of near debilitating anxiety. Right. So for me, it was the anxiety side. I had done all the things that I knew to do. And it wasn't getting any better. And after much prayer, I'm telling him, Lord, I believe, you know, I know you can heal me. Please just heal me. And I had the thought came to me one day to be grateful. I said, go to gratitude. I was like, go to gratitude. Okay. So every time, which was about 95% of my waking hours at the time. Every time I would go into that state of anxiety, I would immediately shift it to gratitude. But it wasn't just like, I'm grateful for this. I was directing that gratitude. It was directed gratitude, which is what praise is. I was directing my gratitude to God. And I was thanking him over and over again for the opposite of what I was causing me anxiety. I was just flipping it and going to the polar opposite and directing my gratitude to him over and over and over. And it got to be where it was like a record playing in my head for almost the whole day. It was my lifeline, honestly. It was what was holding me barely together. But I kept doing it over and over. And after about 2 or 3 weeks, all of a sudden, I remember I was standing in my kitchen and I think I was getting ready to make dinner or something. And all of a sudden, I realized I hadn't had to do that all day because I hadn't gone into anxiety. And it was amazing. And now it's to the point where I don't have to do that hardly at all. You know, there are certain times, but I'll go months on end without needing to use that specific tool for anxiety. However, that directed gratitude, that praising God is so powerful, so powerful. When I start feeling really stressed, I praise God. When I'm having trouble sleeping, I start praising God. Works like a charm. Put me right to sleep in probably like 30 seconds last time. It was great. But all the things, like, I started praising God for that which I desired to experience and have. So the other night when I couldn't sleep, I started praising God for Him blessing me with the ability to sleep soundly and deeply. And guess what? I did. And it was amazing. And I really do feel like I'm just tapping the surface of the power of this in my life. I feel like as we continue to grow and evolve in our practices of praising God, we'll see His blessings more and more, His hand more and more in our lives. I have a quote. It used to hang above my bed, but it says, "One single grateful thought directed to heaven is the perfect prayer." And it's the directed gratitude that's praising God, and it's just so powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. As you spoke about how you feel like you're just tapping the surface of this, I couldn't agree more. I think that that's where I'm at too, and I'm excited to see after a year of practicing this, however intentionally I make it, what changes in my life as a result of that, and see what my brain comes up with, right? Instead of just, I love doing the heart work, but it's so funny to understand, like, my brain also needs to catch up. Sometimes my heart is like light years ahead of my brain, and my brain's like, what? Why are you leaving me in the dust here? But to almost give my brain some space and time to like allow it to understand it on this really deep level as I continue to practice. But absolutely, such a powerful thing, and how powerful and how amazing that this truth has come to both of us in totally unrelated experiences in both of our lives, and yet the truth came right in these moments, and it was connected to the exact same problem that we, I mean, obviously, like, depression, anxiety, different sides of
the same coin,
yeah. But it's the same coin, and how that same principle has shown up to radically improve both of our lives.
I was just gonna say, that's what I love about truth. Truth is truth.
Sorry. I love that. You don't need to apologize. So my hope and my prayer, as we have shared this with you today, is that that you can honor the sacredness of this that we've shared with you. We don't share these things lightly. These come from very, very sacred, intimate moments in our own personal lives, in our own hearts. And we pray that they will be able to impact you in a very positive way and allow truth to come in and filter through and penetrate into your life as well. And I know that listening to this is only one step of the equation. The rest of it is putting it into practice. And so if you're struggling with anything, you don't even have to struggle with mental health, but if you're stressed with anything in your life at this point, choose to direct your gratitude towards God, or choose to praise God. It's kind of, again, two sides of the same coin, yeah, is what we've been talking about in the solutions here. But pick anything that is out of balance in your life, whether it's a relationship or something that you feel about yourself, or just stress in general, or if it's mental health or whatever. Take some action on this. We really invite you to practice in your own way, in your own time, praising God for the difficulties in your life, and see what changes, because we've seen some really powerful positive things in our lives, so we can't wait to hear about what happens in your life as well.
Absolutely. I loved what you said earlier about understanding this. In order to understand something, truly understand a principle, we have to apply it, mm-hmm, and application is the key. So I would encourage you as well. Choose just one thing. It can,
yes,
I know we can look at our lives and be like, I have all these things. Well, just narrow it down to one. Just focus on one for a minute and practice applying this principle of truth and see what comes about for you.
Absolutely. We are so grateful that you've been able to spend some time with us today, and we wish you light and love on your journey towards your vision of wholeness, and we're grateful that you came today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
From our hearts to yours, thank you for joining us today on this episode of the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are so grateful for you. We believe in you.
If you love more of this great content, please consider subscribing. We'd love to support you even further by you joining our Facebook group community called The Journey of Wholeness, where we talk about principles to help empower and transform your life along your journey of wholeness. You can find out more details at thejourneyofwholeness.com.